giggles.
Nothing gets to you. Staying fresh, staying cool.
With Dave and Giggles.
Giggles, the fresh maker.
Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's my man? Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Shut up!
Going to hell.
I got my head out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
And we're back.
Dave and Giggles.
Wow. Guys, I just want to give a... I don't know. Should I start with this?
What do you got?
I'm going. I'm committing. This might be our gayest show ever. We have... An out person in our studio.
An out person.
It's the first time that we've had an openly gay person in studio.
Is that true?
I think so. Well.
Look at you just fiddling with knobs.
Fiddling with knobs.
You're looking good.
This is the gayest show.
It is the gayest show ever.
It is the gayest knobs already.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Giggles. Across me is Dave.
Sure.
We've got JC in the house.
Hello.
And Timothy
hot.
Dunn. Am I a little hot?
No, you're fine.
Well, you messing with my board.
No, you're fine. Which one's John? This one.
John, right here.
Fiddle
John's
coming up.
There we go.
Now we're back.
Sure. You got a fiddle.
Timothy Dunn has graced us with his presence.
Sure.
I don't want to label anything. I don't want to label you, but you are.
I don't want to label you.
But I am what?
But you like dudes.
Yes.
I think. And when I first met you, I didn't know that you like dudes.
Correct.
You come across as a very straight dude. Do you get that a lot?
Sure. Masculine? Not straight necessarily, but masculine.
Masculine.
On the Kinsey scale.
Well, you got the good voice. You got like a very masculine voice.
Oh,
you know?
Baby,
so
what you
exactly.
Mean?
So there you go. So you got the Harvey.
Good
what was it? Harvey Fierstein.
Harvey Fierstein's not that masculine.
No, he's not. But he has a voice.
Sure.
And that actually probably gets you tail, it being a mask, because some gay dudes are into like dudes that aren't like twinks.
Sure, sure. I think that takes all kinds. I particularly, myself, am into boys who act like boys, or men who act like men, not men who act like women.
Now, I'm going to use another gay lingo, bears. Are you into bears? I'm going to count how many gay
gay innuendos.
No, I'm not into bears. No. No. I'm going to say generic.
No.
With maybe an asterisk, like, who cares?
All right. Well, I guess we'll throw it out like this. If you have a gay question,
yes,
call in 646-915-9228. And if you have a...
Dave and Giggles. Week in review.
Any story that happened during the week, anything you want to talk about, call up. Surprise me. I want to know if you know something that I don't know.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there listening at home, you're thinking, ah, these guys are funny. These guys are cool. Maybe I'd like to add something. Call in.
And if you don't like us, I want to hear why.
All right.
I would like to hear because we're hit and miss. We're not always funny, but we try to bring,
something
to the show.
I want to talk about gay shit, though.
Yeah, well,
something gay happened this week, T. I want to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Something gay
like
happened.
Gay sex shit, like dicks.
Sure.
Let's talk about dicks and stuff.
I want to hear from a listener.
Shit's getting gay.
Shit's getting real gay.
It's perfect.
Dave, have you ever been hit on by a gay dude? How does that make you feel?
I usually actually am hit on.
Have you ever kissed a man before?
Never kissed a man.
What was that?
In a sexual way.
Oh, just what? Like in a brosive way?
Just in like a brosive way.
That's the lamest.
How could it not be a sexual way? I'd be like, dude, kiss me.
I kissed him on his dick in the most bro-y way.
The most bro-way possible. I've seen video of other people we know kissing. I'm not going to mention names.
You're watching videos of your man friends kissing. Shit's getting even gayer by the minute.
Big.
It's not just
big.
Me.
I know. 646-915-9228. I don't think I've ever kissed.
Oh, you're full of shit. You absolutely
I'm trying to think back, and I really don't think I ever did.
Have you hugged a man with your shirt off, with his shirt off?
No.
Yes, you have.
Yes,
you're
full
of shit. You're clamming up now. You're getting all red.
No. I don't think I ever did.
Oh, I think I'm calling that bluff right there.
I've never
Scraps
seen Dave with
jumped.
Yeah, I really don't take my shirt off that much. So.
No.
It's interesting. Have you ever kissed a guy?
Giggles.
Yes, I have kissed a dude.
What was your first gay experience?
On the mouth?
Yeah, it was on the lips.
Open mouth?
No. It's just like, it was lips.
Because that makes it all better.
Yeah. It was lips. It depends on who you ask.
It was a spin the bottle game.
Oh.
Where it was a mixed spin the bottle.
So that's in a sexual way.
Well.
That's not like, I love you, buddy. You're awesome. Give me a kiss. It's like, yo, we're spinning this bottle. We're making things happen.
Did you have to go to the closet or something? Did you go to closet?
No. It was all out in the open. It was in the kitchen.
Did you have to like hug each other and kiss? Or did
no,
you just,
no.
Like,
it was just like
kiss?
A. It was just like a.
What were his lips like?
Wait, let's
What was his name? What was his name? You remember his name. Don't act like you don't. You're so full of shit. Look, you guys act so fucking tough. And you're like, oh, maybe I kissed a guy. Oh, maybe I hugged a guy with my shirt off. Absolutely you did.
Maybe I blew a dude.
The moment of hesitation seals it.
I think his name was Mike as well.
Oh, wow. You think his name was Mike or his name was Mike?
His name is Mike.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, hold on. Well, everybody quiet for a second. I want to hear how you kissed him again. Kiss into the microphone. Let's hear it happen.
That sounded like a fart.
Wow.
Did he come back for more? Did he come back for seconds?
Wow. I think we went around for a while.
So did you do it for chicks? There were chicks there that you wanted to
have? Yeah, I wanted to kiss. And,
sure. And so you did it because like the girls were cheering you on.
Yeah.
There are girls there, it's less gay.
Sometimes
right?
You got to...
Is it? No, is it? Absolutely not.
Not at all.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Dave and Giggles. We got Tim Dunn on the microphone as well as JC.
Yeah.
And we're talking about gayest shit ever.
Gayest shit ever.
This is the gayest show ever.
If I'm the gayest guest ever, I want to go out and let me say JC might be the straightest guest ever.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
He has a distinctly masculine and like.
Yes. He's got the bear look. You know, like. Yeah.
He looks like a bear.
Well, I wanted to ask Tim, would Dave be considered a bear if you were a guy? Yeah.
Yes. I am.
He was.
Especially with those long flowing locks.
You love the locks. Here's actually something like that I over the past couple of weeks I've been getting shit from a lot of guys saying that my hair is too long. But all the girls, because you know, they're girls, say, no, I like the long. You know, maybe you need a little trim, but I like the long. So what do you think for guys? Like
who gives a shit? What I'm concerned about is your pube situation. If you have this long flowy mane of hair and some scruff going on, what you do, if your pube shit is not taken care of, that's more of concern than your long
than everything else.
Feminine hair.
Wow.
You gotta
That's certainly a gay perspective. Straight that men is a never gay think about other men's pubes.
You don't you think about your own though, right?
Yeah, you definitely got to clean up. Oh, you definitely got to clean up.
You shower. That's not taking care of pubes.
No. In the shower.
General
in the shower, you kind of survey the landscape and decide whether or not to bring out the trimmer.
Oh, but everyone at this table trims their business?
Yes.
At times, sure.
Have you ever shaved? Like completely
everything bald?
No. You would be a mess. But have you ever...
He's like a 70s porn bush. Like.
Have you ever shaved?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Sophomore year in high school, I shaved. I don't know why. You're just bored when you're a kid, you know?
No, I've never been that bored. I have never done that.
You've never shaved?
I've never everything, no.
No? Really? What about other guys you've been with? Have they shaved?
Sure.
And what do you think? Is it better or worse?
I don't care.
It's like a 12-year-old Cambodian boy. Just bare.
I mean,
from your perspective, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror.
Well, straight guys
as long as it doesn't stink. If straight guys don't know this, and straight girls are hesitant to tell straight guys this, dicks stink.
Yes.
And if you have a lot of... Bradley... This is amazing. Giggles with a...
We're seeing the world.
Yes, he jumped out of his chair.
Enthusiastic agrees.
Yes, that's true. Business stinks.
We're seeing something from him that's just shocking.
Washing with your rugged mountaineer body wash is not enough. Sometimes you get sweat pools in your business.
Right.
So this is a weird...
Jason's getting
so straight guys will often talk about female areas, and they'll come up with cute little names for different... hairstyles down there. Is there such a thing in the gay community?
No.
No, it's pretty much just straight.
Yes. It's like
a hot. Very hot.
It's unkempt or fairy. It's fine.
So let's talk about.
Yeah.
I had a friend, gay dude.
Gayest show ever.
Gayest show ever.
646-915-9228.
If you've got the kids in the room, get them out.
Get them out.
Unless you're open to that stuff.
Unless they're open to that stuff.
Unless you're gay parents raising a kid, which is, chances are, pretty slim.
Why is that? Pretty slim.
Wow.
Because that's...
So a dude, you gotta turn this down. This is terrible.
Probably louder on yours, but it's good.
Is this Katy
Perry? Katy Perry, I kissed a girl. We're going gay issues here.
This is, but it should be I kissed a dude.
Katy Perry's unsufferable.
You, what? Lesbians can't have their time in the sun too. Lesbians,
no,
I want you to call up.
Can't have their time.
I want you to call up.
So a dude, gay dude, waxed his ass.
Okay.
Said it was the most painful experience ever, and I was like, why would you? Like, we've all. we've all seen some hairy asses.
Sure.
But would you ever go to that extent of, like, waxing your ass?
Do you mean, like, the butthole?
The butthole.
Butthole here? Yeah, we're talking like butt cheeks.
Butthole.
Let's get all the table. If we're talking dicks, we're talking buttholes. Let's talk dicks and buttholes. I don't think I ever would. No, I never would. It's also a thing that's a turnoff if a man is too plucked, like someone who like gets their eyebrows done and like
too pretty. You're saying too pretty.
If their business is too like manicured, like, okay. like lightning bolt shaved into their pubes, that's a total turnoff.
Yeah. I mean, is this something you've experienced?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the most interesting pube design you've ever seen?
You have to, like, see the Situations hair, like the fade he has on top of his hair,
fade.
Like, on the Jersey Shore. How he has like those weird like designs, like curly curls, like shaved in the side of his head.
Right.
Following this, right? Yeah. Some dude had them as pubes.
Wow.
He had like a tramp stamp tattoo shaved into his pubes.
So there are hairstyles for gay guys' pubes.
There you go.
There's designs. Straight guys too. I'm sure douchey straight guys have them too.
Man. Totally. This is a quick little side note. You know the Trump thing that you went to, the Trump roast.
Yeah,
there was something in the news about the situation, and he made some jokes that they're going to cut completely.
They bleeped him out. They bleeped him out completely.
Well, what they made did, some off-color comments. They should have cut as well. Have you heard it?
It's awful. One of the jokes was talking about Trump and how he has a lot of property, and Snoop Dogg was there too. And the joke was, well, Trump has a lot of property, and Snoop Dogg was property. His ancestors were property.
Yeah.
The situation said that joke?
Allegedly. There's no real video of it yet online, but some dude on YouTube claims that he knew what all the cut footage was. Some other off-color shit about Marley Matlin.
I don't know who that is.
She's the she's deaf. And he made some terrible comments about deaf actresses. She's on Celebrity Apprentice.
It's all right. She couldn't hear him.
Here's the thing. If you're going to open yourself up for a roast,
good job.
Then why? Where's this limit of like making jokes, say, for instance, about people that have recently died or, you know, Japan. You know, the comic was like, oh, too soon? Talking about Japan?
I don't think there's such a thing as too soon. There's a line of like taste and it's like human decency level. I think there's nothing that's too soon. You can make jokes about something as soon as it happens, as it's happening, as long as you're not being a dick and making fun of the thing that is the most tragic. Like, you can make fun of 9/11. I did a comedy video about 9/11. Mm-hmm. Not making fun of 9/11 or the victims or the families, of course, but making fun of people who monopolize on 9/11 and capitalize on the, you know...
Sure.
You know, they pull the 9/11 card and use that. So you can't make fun of the thing itself. You can't make fun of, you know...
Well, if it's humor done in the right way, then it's more of... a way of coping with a terrible situation where it's sort of like your defense mechanism to laugh at it. It's so bad that you can either just cry your eyes out and be completely miserable about it, or you can laugh in a dark humor sort of way, but you're not putting down the victims, you're not putting down the victims' families. Certainly not the way the news seems to do, where they'll go right after the victims, and they'll ask them for their stories while they're weeping, while they're burying their relatives. That's all right, but Gilbert Gottfried making a couple of stupid comments on Twitter.
Gilbert Gottfried's an idiot,
He gets fired. Well, he wanted the attention.
He did.
You know, he lost his Aflac job. He was really banking on that one.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's still, it sucks that our society will make him have to give up that position just because he does doing what he's paid to do.
I didn't hear what he said, but I mean,
I think one of the jokes was I contacted my real estate broker in Japan and asked if there was a close school nearby, and they said one would be floating by soon.
Yeah, that was one.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, also though, if you signed your life over to a corporate gig and you have a corporate daddy paying your bills, you have to watch what you say. If you're just some dumb stand-up comic or improv comedian, everything is fair game. You have no one to watch out for.
That's very true. You just got to watch out for your own ass.
It's true.
That's it.
Speaking of watching out for your own ass, let's get back to
gay talk. Let's get back to gay talk. 646-915-9228. Give us a call and let us know that you're there. We
want you to know when you call, you got to turn down the volume on your computer because there's a slight delay.
This is going
to
happen.
And we'll do our best to listen. This is another topic I want to bring up, Dave, is your inability to listen. All right?
Now look who's talking over there, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Who's
talking
over there, buddy? A little gay couple fight. You guys are quabbling.
It's a couple thing. Totally.
It is a couple thing.
Couple.
Speaking of listening,
segues are giving me a boner.
27,124,854 hits. Guess the video. Okay, I'll go ahead anyway.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It's a stupid friggin' Rebecca Black song.
He loves her first
and
last name.
Terrible.
Oops. So terrible you know her first and last name.
Yeah, because it's been everywhere.
Does she know your last name and first name? She wins.
Oh, wait, are you actually a fan of that song?
No, I'm saying celebrity, celebrity, man. If we know her first and last name, America, she's winning.
Oh, absolutely.
She's
a celebrity.
27 million hits, she's
winning.
I could sing you the fucking song, and I'm 30 years old.
God, what's the quick math on that? She's got something like 1/24th of the world's population have tuned in or something like that?
Probably.
It's somewhere around that number, I think.
Model. But here's the thing. It's so bad.
What is it?
It's good. It's this music video.
You haven't heard it, Dave?
No, I haven't heard it right now.
Get ready to.
I've never heard it.
The story is her parents paid $2,000 to this recording company, whatever, to make a vanity music video.
$2,000.
It looks like a $2,000 music video.
It's fine.
But
it's
skyrocketed.
Skyrocketed.
It almost could be a parody. We're going to listen to it a little bit. What are you doing?
It went from 500,000 to 6.5 million in its first like.
It's amazing how viral videos.
Why was that
work?
Too loud?
And just
now
it's explode. Like,
I think it might be your ear.
What are you doing?
No, it was loud in mine.
It was really loud.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna turn this down.
I'll tell you what though. I have comedy friends who can make that video for her for free. So hey, if you have you want to make your kid a music video. Call right now at, what's the number?
646-915-9228. I'll make a music video for you for $250.
I shoot and produce comedy videos in New York City, and I'll do it for a fraction of retail price.
Sure. All right, let's hear this thing. So give me a little bit of bump on it.
Of course she has the auto. You need to see it, too.
I'm peeking over. So it's like pretty much a profile of her. Her and her friends. This does look pretty good.
In the backseat. What seat should I take?
Yeah, I feel better. I don't know nearly as much.
I'm taking my pants off. Move my underwear now.
It's a song.
It's a song. Just kidding, it's a jock strap.
So it's them driving around in a car. They don't look like they're old enough to drive.
They're not. They're 13.
Fun, fun, fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Oops, I know all the words.
It's catchy though. That's
what?
All right. You know what? I'm just gonna pause it for a second.
I think everyone already knows the song though.
Everybody knows it. We're not gonna even, because right now we're just promoting this. Everybody's talking about it,
man. That's the hot topic. That's the way it works.
Yesterday was Japan. Now it's Rebecca Black. I'm serious. The people.
So you're saying people go that fast from Japan to Rebecca Black?
Before that, it was the oil spill.
I could say that's older than this whole year. It doesn't go Japan to Rebecca.
No, it doesn't go Japan to Rebecca Black.
The only good thing to come out of this is, you know, because of the way the world goes and how fast the news goes. Is she's got just her hopes have just been blossomed, and you know she's not going anywhere.
Would you like to blossom? Would you blossom her hopes?
She's also 13.
No. Wow.
No, she's a bit too old for
Would
me.
You blossom her hopes?
Jeez.
Oops, I'm putting my pants back on.
Put them back.
So, I mean, it's just so bad, it's good, but. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's the way it works, man. Taylor Swift, if you think her parents didn't crank millions of bucks into her career before she was the girl you see on the MTV VMAs and all that stuff, her parents pumped millions of dollars into her career and bought all these terrible songs. She recorded them. That's the way it goes, man. She's winning. Rebecca Black is going to get a Disney deal, and she's going to laugh all the way to the bank. So make all the fun you need.
It's like ice skaters and gymnasts. Those parents throw tons of money into them.
Laugh all the way to the bank and cry her way to rehab when she gets too old for the tweets.
That will happen.
Well, here's
the thing. That's where Justin Bieber is headed. I mean, he's got to be getting to the point where he's going to, you know, hit his peak and start going down.
I can't wait till he turns 18 and he shows up in Playgirl.
You think
that's
you
what
will?
I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? When it's down and out, like by two Bieber. More years.
I wonder if do girls actually look forward to seeing potential, you know, boy stars in Playgirl later?
Don't.
The way we talk about career failed.
I'll speak on behalf of women. No, absolutely not.
Well, I guess it's why Playgirl doesn't really sell like Playboy.
Although, here's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the picture of Chris Brown's dick online?
No.
Is it Chris Brown naked online?
Gayest show ever.
Chris Brown.
How's it looking? Is it looking all right?
It's pretty long.
Did he beat it like he beat Rihanna?
Oh.
Mamma
mia.
Bad joke. Sorry.
He probably did.
Well, I guess that's why she stuck around, you know?
He's in the mirror taking a picture. The weirdest part, though, is he has these weird chest tattoos that I didn't know about that were more disconcerting than his weird long wiener.
Supposedly, and I want to get back to the gayest show ever. All but, right.
Weird long wiener is not gay enough? I said weird long wiener. Weird that's long the gayest wiener. Shit ever.
Celebrity computers have been hacked, and supposedly the FBI is searching for these guys because some celebrities have had nude pictures released. What was her? Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh,
supposedly has some nude.
Is she still underage?
I don't know.
Are the nude pictures underage?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Neither have I.
Yet.
Both liars.
There was another viral video this week. Did you guys see the bullying video from Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That is great.
That was awesome.
That is a good video.
That's my jam.
This is what I love about technology nowadays is you can be like, hey, did you see that video?
And yes, I did.
Yes, we have. Four people at this table have seen a video from Australia.
Well, sure. I mean, go to the page right now. Go to bullying thing. And he's actually got a website now.
Yeah.
Casey something, right.
The fat kid?
Yeah. The fat kid. He has a website.
I'm gonna body slam you and break your ankle.
It's amazing. Like the kid slams him.
The kid broke his ankle.
Yeah.
I can't understand.
He broke the kid's ankle. So maybe everyone saw this, but it was this larger teenage boy, 15, I think, right? He's standing outside his school, and this little twerp, like
2 years old, younger than him.
Yeah, 2 years younger.
Him and punches him in the face.
Yeah, just punches him in the face.
You hear like the meat sound, like hitting his face,
and then keeps tapping him in the stomach.
And big boy picks him up and slams him down.
Oh, it's great!
It is amazing.
I like cheered when I saw it. I watched it like a million times. And someone showed me recently. One of my friends, a comedy writer, emailed me a picture of the kid who body slammed the bigger boy. It was like his face. It says like, "You called me fat." The bottom of the picture says, "I called you an ambulance." I shit my pants.
There's a great Street Fighter remix of it too.
Nice.
Where they have him as Zangief.
Nice. So back to gay shit.
All right.
Why is it?
The update on that is that they were both suspended.
Yeah.
And I saw an interview with the mother of the little kid. And she's like, "Well, he did get what he deserves."
Yeah,
which is actually
the mother actually had a real response to it. She didn't just try to like defend her stupid little bullying kid. Right. She actually said, "I can't believe
kids are
he acted like that. He got what he deserved."
Right, she went on to say like, "But now he's getting so much shit, and like he's just getting like tormented by everybody." Which is sure,
kids
but
are
he already
idiots,
did.
Yeah.
He already got his comeupance. Now he's just getting the
he
world
broke his
hated.
Fucking ankle,
yeah, he's
getting
like 4chan.
Yeah, exactly.
You never want that.
No, not at all.
But I have to say this to all kids who are getting bullied. It gets better.
Totally.
It gets better.
Well, they're supposed to be anti.
Real? Does it get better?
It does get better.
It does.
We invited him on our show. It gets better.
This is how much better it gets.
It gets better.
Fuck my life.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Kids, if you're being bullied, you can grow up and be on the Dave and Giggle.
That's pretty big.
So supposedly there's a law.
All right,
Obama's making a law. It's an anti-bullying law. But, I mean, sometimes you need your ass kicked a little bit just to be like, okay. But, like, I get the whole, like...
Well, we're going down a real PC road where, like, you know, no one's going to lose. Everyone's going to win.
Yeah.
You know?
Hold on. I have a question for you guys.
All right.
I'm going to cut you off. Has no one really called in yet?
No.
No.
That's ridiculous.
646-915-9228.
Call in.
You have some anti-gay shit to say.
Yeah. I mean, I know there...
Call in and be nasty. Come on, hear it.
Bring it.
We know that there are some people out there that do not like gay people.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't like most gay people.
No. No.
I don't like most straight people. So, I mean, that's just a thing about me.
Breeders.
I'll be brutally honest. There's definitely some gay guys that rub me the wrong way.
You wish they'd rub me the wrong way.
But, I mean, you know, like, you know, I've only met you now for probably a half hour, but you come off as a real person. You know?
Is that okay, though? I mean,
no,
like,
it's
what,
great.
But here's the thing.
There's guys that come off, like, so gay all the time, over the top, that are just like, it's like, all right, we get it.
I agree.
Right, I get it, too. But how many gay, or how many straight guys rub you the wrong way?
They're overly straight.
Well, there isn't really one, anybody who doesn't rub you the wrong way, any group that doesn't rub you the wrong way. My biggest problem with gay guys.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Let's open the floodgates.
Is what John is talking about.
My one problem.
Is what John's talking about. When after they come out, every conversation, everything they talk about, everything that's on their mind is gay related. So it's just like you sit there, you can't even have a conversation with them that's not gay related. Like, I know the people that are like that, and that's really the few people. But
no, I think that's pretty expected. Like, that's pretty normal. But sort of, what do you expect? I mean, people who are straight don't have to deal with that cold. This is getting deep now.
Yeah, we're getting deep on it.
You sort of, you know,
gay show ever.
You kind of go through your whole awkward stage of your life with your little brosifs talking about, you know, getting fingering girls and whatever boys talk about terrible shit. But, like, it's stuff you can't ever talk about. So in the minute, like, after 20 or how many years comes out, you never talked about it. So you have this backlog of shit to talk about.
I think
makes sense.
I mean, this is going to sound really
pendulum swings, though, you know?
Go ahead. I just thought about what I was going to say, and it's just ridiculous.
No, let's hear.
But I was going to say, I think it should be okay to be gay.
I think there's not many people.
Are you trying to tell us something?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It is okay. I support you. I got your back. What do you
need to
say?
You know?
No, I'm just,
when did you know?
You're rubbing my knee. What's going on? Your hands are so soft. Well, your hands are so soft.
I feel like they're so, like, because we all know these guys being in the theater community, that they're super gay, but they're just like, their whole, because whether they're family issues or their dad's a preacher, whatever,
right,
they can't come out. And you can tell that they're like this little ball of this moth that just wants to become a butterfly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I think a lot of people have, after years of repression, like I said, the pendulum swings. So guys come out of the closet and swing to this far end of the spectrum where they've never been allowed to be. A lot of people get stuck there with the fashion hair and the jeans and the deep V's and the bitch and fierce and all that crap, which is fine. And if that's who you really are, stay there, live it. But people swing back the other way, then you balance somewhere in the middle, or hope somewhere in the middle of the whole thing.
So it's expected that, like, when you come out, you're going to have this liberation of like, I am totally accepting of myself.
That's everyone's process. Like, you explore the whole world of gay before you find where you fit in that world, if you're, you know, adjusted enough to allow yourself to do that. I mean, that's the whole thing with, I did the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater It Gets Better video.
Okay.
That part of the Dan Savage
Project. Let's promo. Do you have a website for it?
UCBtheater.com.
Nice.
Boomtown. It was great. And I talked about a little bit the fact that, you know, it's a weird process. And a lot of people look down on people, gay guys who like act straight or act gay and all that stuff. But it's the same way that I know plenty of straight guys that act like ladies more than we're married. Act like girls and they're pussies about shit that I laugh at and make fun of them, you know? So it's the whole thing.
I agree.
Good.
The other interesting thing is that, like, so the real, I would say, one of the biggest spokesman for gays right now is not really gays, but like the gay community is Glee. Glee, yeah. Really, and then when I talk to to gay people, they're like, I can't stand that show, but they have like the pop culture gay issues down. Like the
I think it's interesting. I have a younger sister who's 21 years old, and she it's funny talking about gay shit with her because I'm not 21.
Right.
Years old. I'm 30 years old. And even in that 9 years, it's not a big deal to her friends. Like, when I finally came out, she was the last person who called me out on being gay. Like, I was out to everybody, and I was like, how am I going to tell this girl? She was like 15 or 16, and she asked me, and she's like, wait. She's like, hey, is so-and-so your boyfriend? And I was like, yes. And she's like, does everyone else know? Did you think I wouldn't figure it out? And I was like, but she doesn't care. Like, the new generation now, it's no longer an issue. Like, where my parents had an issue, and where Will and Grace and the Ellen show that she had was a big deal, and Rosie O'Donnell coming out was a big deal. The kids don't even give a shit. It's just a normal part of, you know.
Right. And that's why, like, the whole, like, weird gay country marriage thing, we're on the winning side. Eventually, it's going to happen everywhere.
All the old politicians
are going to go.
Goodbye.
Shit. I want one of those old bastards to call in right now.
Call in. Yeah. Let's hear it. 646-915-9228. But here's the new latest thing on Glee. So a while ago, you had...
why do you know this?
Kings of Leon, they were like, the whole thing with him telling the bassist, the leader of Glee, telling the bassist, fuck you guys for not letting us use your songs or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And now Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters came out and said this. He said, it's every band's right. You shouldn't have to do fucking Glee. And then the guy who created Glee is so offended we're not, like, begging to be on his fucking show. Fuck that guy for thinking anybody and everybody should want to do Glee.
Boom.
Good for Dave Grohl.
Exactly.
I agree, man. Yeah.
Good for Dave Grohl.
I agree. I watched Kings of Leon those put their pussy. I've seen none of Glee ever.
I agree. And I think the point that he's making is, like, don't... Like, you're sitting here taking a huge stance on bullying. And here you are bullying all these bands to be able to do the show.
But that's bullying in like the PC way, you know. They're bullying. They're coming off by. They're probably using the fact that they say, "Well, we're spokespeople for the gay," to try to like turn it into you guys.
Well,
are
that's a good minority
gay
mindset.
And it's like, what,
you know?
I want to take
Please
a look. Can we take a little
Please
bit
terrible.
Of a
breathe it out?
Just a breather.
646-915.
Another beer. Hold on.
922.
He's gonna get another beer. I'm gonna play a song. That
I want some
I
people to call in. Call us
right
and what's going on. What are you gonna play for?
Why
us?
Are you talking over me? Why do you do this?
You don't, because I need to get out some interesting things. Like, call us.
Call us.
Nobody's what are you going to play?
I want to play this song. This is this is my favorite song right now.
All
right. I just listened to it yesterday, courtesy of Tim Dunn. Posted on his Facebook wall. I'm going to play it right now because you know what? I'm calling these guys out. I want them to come on the show.
Okay.
I want them to come on and play
Who
this
are these
song.
Guys?
They're really
it's,
great.
Why don't you introduce them?
Chad Vaccarino and Mike Campbell, and then there's this other guy, Ian Axel.
Ian Axel.
Ian Axel. These three dudes from NYU, supposedly. All right. And they're just jamming out.
New York City singer-songwriter dudes.
New York City awesome.
Legit.
I can't say that. But I'm going to play this song. It's called All the Love. Right now it's got 5,129
hits. Do you have a band name?
I don't think so.
No.
Just some dudes' names.
Yeah, just some dudes. We're going to play it. Let us know what you think. All right. And
who are you looking at, Tim?
I'm running away. I'm running away.
I'm gonna cut your mics out.
I'm building a place where I know that you want to stay. Build it out of evergreen. And I'm saving a place.
I'm saving a place
on the swing so that you can come and swing next to me. Talk about the love we need. This is all the love that I need. Oh, 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 this is all the love. I need. I'm singing your name.
I'm singing your name.
And I'm telling the world that you were the one for me. Shouted from the highest peak. So come running with me.
Come running with me.
And take a moment to feel all the love that you mean to me. Treasure all the things we see. Oh, 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 this is all the love that I need. Oh, 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 this is all the love I need. Ooh. 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 Oh, 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 this is all the love that I need. Oh, 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 this is all the love. This is all the love. This is all the love I need.
Yep. Just checking.
And we're back.
That song's my jam.
Yeah, it's nice.
What are those guys? What's their names again?
Chad Vaccarino, Mike Campbell, and Ian Axel. Who Ian also, I mean, they're all doing their own thing. They all got stuff going on. And yeah, it's good shit. I like it.
It's good shit.
I like it. It's catchy, you know?
It's catchy.
And it's when very you guys historia. Talk to them, tell them you heard it on Dave and Giggles, they'd be like, what? Why? Who are these guys playing our music? And be like, listen, we like you guys. We want you to come on the show.
What if I told you I was Google stalking them today and they're recording an album somewhere? Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
Chad has a Facebook page, a Facebook fan page that I might be a fan of. Oops.
Gay bad. Show all right.
Nuts. Yep.
Sorry. Yeah. No, I, speaking of Google stalking, I searched a few of us.
All right. You're just doing some Google search
images to see what came up.
Uh-oh.
So.
What do you got?
You?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Good. That's the way I like to keep it.
You.
Tim Dunn.
There you were like 13th or something. My name, I counted like it was like 35th or something.
Before
the 35th image
on Google
of
image?
Me, of Google image.
13th, not
would
bad.
You do your full name?
Yeah.
Or just the...
Full name.
Full name. Giggles.
Did you do Tim Dunn or Timothy Dunn?
I did Tim Dunn. Maybe you just should have
Timothy
done
Dunn. Timothy Dunn, I'll be like second or third.
Yeah.
I start with them all the time.
Well, that's funny. People Google themselves now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been happening for like some time.
It's also one of those things, like, if you're an actor or a comedian or an artist or a writer, you want to see if people are fucking posting your shit.
Yeah, sure.
So you Google yourself to see if people give you credit for shit that you've done. So.
Well, that's the beauty of Google Buzz, where it's like... if
well, fuck Google Buzz.
But it's interesting where, you know, Google Buzz is if somebody posts something right. about it, you get an email saying, this guy's posted something about it, and it'll give you a link to where it is.
Like using your name?
Yeah, using your name. No or way. If we did Dave and Giggles, if someone posts something, we'll get an email saying,
wow.
Bang.
I like it.
Boom. What do you got?
Oh, shit. We're going to talk about...
Gay shit.
Gay shit. Grindr. Let's talk about Grindr. Grindr is like the
Grindr's my joint.
It's every gay dude that I know uses it. So
it's interesting. I was in a long-term relationship for several 5 years, let's say. I broke up and was single recently in the past couple months. JC's on Grindr right now.
He's on Grindr. Checking it out.
His bone's blown up. He's
Grindr's interesting.
But I didn't know this shit. Like I'm now single at 30 years old and it's an application for fucking Droid and iPhone that you log on.
A gay application.
It's a GPS for dick.
Yeah, thanks for
that. It's a gay app.
It's a gap.
It's a gap.
Right. It's a GPS thing where you make a profile and a picture, and no dicks, like no weird shit, just face pictures. And you sign on. It tells you what gays are around you.
Yeah.
So right now, I have Grindr fired up 955 feet away. A gentleman named DM, who is 30 years old, 6'1", 193 pounds, white, currently single, looking for chats, dates, friends, networking, and relationships. And his profile says, "Hey, have a face pic. Looking to meet quality guys around my age, ... into masculine, worked out, passionate guys. Don't contact me without face pic."
It's an amazing thing.
So you can send them messages and like chat and be like, "Hey, you're close. Do you want to come over and bone?"
Basically, it's like, you want to come over and bone. Like if you're sitting in a mall or something, and you're like, "Oh, this guy's 10 feet away from me. Let me look around."
Sitting in a mall.
There he is. There he is.
Just like sitting in a mall, having like, a fucking "Hey, let's go to the bathroom and just like
let's go to the bathroom and get this thing going."
This would Claire just sit in the mall.
They have that. Yeah, they don't have that. They would never.
It'd be so creepy.
You would never have that for the straight world. It just could not work.
It would not work. Straight guys are idiots.
Well, I don't think it's the straight guys. I just think it's like girls don't do that. Girls,
it's also cutting to the chase. Gay dudes, they just
they cut to the chase. They're like, "Listen, we just had fun."
It's pretty much guaranteed that the majority of dudes on Grindr are DTF. And I mean,
DTF. Give us that.
Down to fuck. Down to fuck. DTF. That's a thing people know about, right? No, but in truth, though, I've actually gone on a lot of dates from Grindr where people will say, "Hey, what's up?"
I like that he said dates like there was no sex involved. Like, dates. Like.
No dates. I mean, like, beers and handshakes and...
Hand jobs.
How you doing?
Hand
like, beers and hand jobs. And hand jobs. No, relax. I don't do hand jobs on dates.
That's hilarious.
But that's whatever. I've gone on dates. Met boys and been like, "Hey, you're in the neighborhood. I'm here. Do you want to grab a beer and talk?" It's like, sure.
Well, and that also, it's like...
It's a dating... It's usually a dating thing. And also, there's different kinds of fucking faggots. Some are looking to bone. Yeah. Only...
It's guaranteed gaydar. Like, you know that this
a person
gay.
Who has a quality connection,
and you know how far they are in proximity to you. It just would not happen in the straight world.
Because how many times
guys would abuse it? I think straight dudes would abuse it. Straight guys don't know how to act.
Well, yeah, totally. Be
any one girl
straight guys know how to act. It's the girls that would have
they
a problem.
Wouldn't sign up to that. They would not be DTF.
The guys can be totally honest about it. They're they're looking for girls who are, as you put it, DTF.
Have you ever been on the girls date section of Craigslist where like women posing for men versus men posing for women? Men post some crazy shit for women.
Yeah,
but they're not going to get a response. And if they do, they're going to be prostitutes.
Oops, how do you know? Oops, you're on blast.
No, but I mean, it's just that's the world that it happens.
Yeah,
with
no, totally.
That's the but guys, will
Grindr's
do that.
Awesome, man. It really is. All these new, newfangled things. If I was 21 with Grindr, God help me, I don't know what.
Just be bang bang banging.
No, I was anyway. Like I didn't need Grindr. That's I was hilarious. Bang bang banging.
So when did you come out?
I came out late. I officially came out when I was probably 22.
22. So that is pretty late.
I started dating boys when I was. Let's temper this with some
some salt.
My first boyfriend I met when I was 19.
So you dated him.
He was 26. We dated for 3 years. He was married to a woman when I first met him.
Interesting.
She left that ass.
Okay, never mind.
I just burped. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, but I was pretty closeted when I was dating him. He was from Southern Indiana, and he was kind of a dumbass. And through the process of 3 years of dating a dude who was an idiot, I was ready to come out. He wasn't. We broke up, and I came out. Easy. No big deal. It was no pomp and circumstance.
Did you feel like you needed that experience to be able to fully admit to everyone?
No, it was actually really sad because I dated this guy for 3 years that I like loved, and he was a big part of my life and my family. Like, my family met him under the guise of "this is a friend of mine."
Sure, I'm sure that happens a lot at first.
And it was sad that my friends never met him. As someone who was a very significant person in my life, no one knew. And looking back now, I spent all these like formative years, like first realizations and first things, and no one ever knew him. So it's kind of sad, but it's what happens, you know. It was great. And my coming out process was easy. My parents actually asked me. Years they met this dude I was dating, and they asked me almost immediately who the fuck he was, what the fuck was his deal was. And I was like, "Oh, we're friends, bye." They're like, 26-year-olds with 19-year-olds, that's weird. And I'm like, in college they do. They're like, "No, it turns out we've been to college your life." And so we had that whole conversation, but they basically said at 19, "I'm not a dummy, you know what's going on. Let's not talk about it for a while. I'm not ready." And then we did like years later.
Interesting. So when did you know?
I'm going to put a fucking idiot on blast. Seventh grade. I remember a realization in seventh grade. We were in Mrs. Phillips' Spanish class.
Good old Mrs. Phillips.
At Ascension Catholic school in
really?
Chesterfield, Missouri. And a dude named Matt Ortbals was his name.
What
Matt
was his Ortbals? Name?
Matt Ortbals. Ortbals.
Oh, all right.
I know.
And Mrs. Phillips.
He made
class.
Some dumb joke, and everyone laughed. And I was like, oh, and I was laughing. I was looking at him. I'm like, oh, shit. I bet no one. I wonder if any of the guys in this class looked at this kid the same way. So I was like, oh, what a guy. Like in a real gay way. And I was like, but no, you don't realize that shit until years and years later.
So here's a question. Nature versus nurture. I don't really know what that means, but do you think that people are born gay or it's like their environment?
They're fucking born gay.
All right.
I think people can suppress shit their whole life if that's what they want to do.
But do you think it's more like, all right, so nature versus nurture, that's interesting topic for that, but do you think that there is a level of choice to it?
No,
like, or there is a level of like, this is what I'm attracted to,
sure.
And if I can have this choice, I will follow it.
Right, the same way that you have the fucking choice to never have sex with a girl in your entire life.
Right,
if you can be like, if you were super religious and your religion or something dictated it was wrong for you to like girls, you could make the choice to not fuck girls or be attracted to girls or date girls your whole life.
Be asexual.
Right. Essentially what gay guys who are in the closet are forced to do is be asexual or to conform to social norms and do things that everyone expects them to do.
Or so just do everything in the closet.
Right. You're born who you are. And there is not a level of choice with honesty. Like you can be honest with yourself and be a fucking fully realized person or not. But
so you think there's gay straight guys out there that were pressured to be that way?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they
my
get
first
married.
Boyfriend was married.
Yeah,
he had a wife. He went through the whole fucking.
How many dudes ordeal. Right now with the families that like divorce their wives because they're out there blowing dudes?
Let's talk Craigslist and Grindr. On Grindr, there's dudes who are married, and I've met them.
Yeah, here's
Craigslist,
a special
I've
message
met them.
From Grindr.
Right, there's fucking married dudes who are married with fucking kids who are our dad's age.
Yeah,
who I have friends who have parents who are still married, a male and woman parent. Who the dad at age 60 comes out of the closet and says, I've been gay my whole life. I've never acted on it because, you know, it was a different world when I was your age. And I was dating one of their kids.
Ooh,
at that point. And he was proud of his son for being gay now. And he said, you know, you guys have something I could never have. Do this. I can't.
Yeah.
So.
Also, I think you probably get bored, too.
With what?
You know? Well, I mean, with. What? I mean,
what do you say?
I mean, like your wife after like, you know, 40
some
years.
Dick after
like,
40 years?
Yeah, I'll be like, all right, well.
Maybe. Jam it in my keister.
Time for some dick.
Time to use manolingus.
So here's another gay question. This is great. I'm getting all these gay topics out. All right, so why, and this is maybe is a question geared towards girls, but you're a gay dude, so you're pretty
I'm
similar.
I'm basically a girl.
Basically a chick.
Go ahead.
Why do guys like watching two girls get it on, like lesbian porn?
Because it's bitching.
I'm not asking you.
Because guys are idiots, that's why. And lesbian porn is super not a turn-on.
Of course it's
of course not
real.
Yeah,
right. Because girls are fucking fakers. When there's two... Okay, here's my thing with gay porn. Lesbian porn, they're fucking liars. They're fakers. They just make noises. And there's no, like, visual outward sign they're into it. With two gay dudes and they're fucking on porn, like... You can see they're into it. They got fucking bonies.
It's, well,
and those bonies,
guys.
Like, you know, they're into it. Girls, there's no, like, bonies. So these girls are fucking... they could be at Barnes & Noble for all they fucking care. The cameras go off, and they're back to the fucking Snooze Fest 2011.
So you're saying lesbians are
liars.
Sham. Oh, sham.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole lesbian genre is a sham.
Yeah.
It's money.
Yeah.
It's money.
So you're saying because they're not getting boned.
if we're going to go here, female sexuality is very much more fluid than male sexuality is, gentlemen. Let's talk about this.
Let's hear it.
I think the majority of women that are comfortable and like open and honest will admit they have some affinity for women and men. Mm-hmm. Men aren't wired that way, hormonally and anatomically and everything else. They're not wired that way. So men are much more cut and dry, black or white. The bisexual community is much smaller for men. I think most women, if they're honest and like fully realized humans, are bisexual.
Yeah, and it's so, I think it's a double standard too. It's socially acceptable for like chicks to be like, "Oh, I have my girlfriend." Yeah, like, that's cool.
I wish women had like lesbian.
Well, why is it such a turn? I wonder if I guess gay guys are probably a big turn on to straight chicks too, right?
No,
it just doesn't work that way.
I don't think so.
No,
because straight guys are always turned on by lesbian porn, right?
I think straight girls want to watch lesbian porn. That's what they'll watch too.
So how does I'm gonna say that Tim Dunn is the spokesman for the gay community.
Sure. No, that's a crowd I've worked with.
Yeah, gay man. I bet you there's a ton of lesbian porn stars.
How does the gay community feel about bisexuals? Because I've heard a lot of different things where it's like it's a sham. It's really giving us all a bad name. It's like they're going back and forth.
Make up your dick.
I think sexuality is in a continuum, and that's the whole Kinsey scale bullshit thing. But I think it's true. I think there are generally some. The problem is some dudes fuck it up for everyone. Some dudes, when I was in the process of coming out, for a minute I said I was bisexual. So it's like a fucking safe spot.
Mm.
I'm watching the first Real World with my older brother, who is straight.
I just love everybody.
And Norman on the Real World when we were little kids. Is it the first Real World?
New York?
Yeah. Norman, he was bisexual. I remember talking to my older brother about this, and the first time ever a bisexual or gay person on TV, my brother said, hey, random conversation, he's like, if I had to choose choice between being gay, we were like little kids, between being gay and bisexual, I'd be bisexual because you can have sex with girls still. And I was like, yeah, right, exactly. Me
that's
too,
just
saying
probably. You just want to be gay, but you don't want to admit it.
But I think it's a safe middle ground for dudes who are coming out. But I think there are definitely guys who are into both. So a couple dumbasses fucked it up for everybody. But like, I think there is bisexual, yeah.
Is it the same story with the trannies?
Trannies?
Wow. Man, we're really...
transsexuals?
This is like the only time we're going to get to talk to a gay dude. I've got all these questions.
I think tranny is viewed the much same way as like midget and faggot. Like that word tranny is sort of like a bad word now. I think transgender and transsexual community is pretty upset about that word.
LGBT.
Right? I don't do the letters. But no, I think transsexuals, it's like a DTF. Gender identity thing. It's one of those things where like you feel you're born in the wrong body. And you're...
I've known people.
I don't know much about that whole thing.
I would say this.
I was born a man. I want to be a man. I want to be with a man.
Well, have you ever been with a transgender?
Never.
No.
Not to
would that be a turnoff to you?
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't be with a man who has a penis.
But you want to be with a man.
No, the whole thing with transsexuals is, and transgendered people, it's a woman, essentially, with a dick.
So here's my point.
I
want to
be with a man with a dick. Here's my point. I want to be with a man with a pussy or a woman with a dick. I want to be the man with a fucking dick.
You be quiet over there.
And the balls.
All right,
and
Tim, the balls. Tim, so you're saying that you want to be with a man who was born a man.
I want to be with a man who just is a man. I don't know that...
The guy likes dick. He doesn't want like a
but
tranny.
But you're saying that you wouldn't be with a tranny. So, but don't you think that that in right there is that choice but thing? No. That we were talking about before. So it's like, okay, you're going to love a person. So you found. So say you're dating someone for a while and you found out they were a tranny.
Yeah.
After a while.
But here's the weird thing. I really think that this is a whole new can of worms. There's a porn star named Buck Angel. That was
just on the,
I listened to Dan Savage podcast, which is a amazing podcast. But Dan Savage was talking about Buck Angel, who's a transgendered porn star. He's a man with a pussy.
Ooh.
And that's his like hook with the porn world. He's a man
so you
with a
pussy.
He looks... No. He's a man with a pussy. He's transgender. He's a female.
Don't you Google that on that computer.
He's a female to man transgender. So he was born.
I'm gonna look this up. Let me see this thing.
He was born anatomically a woman.
Okay.
And he transitioned to be a man, but he didn't do the gender reassignment surgery. So he's still anatomically has a vagina, but he.
But everything else
gender identifies as a man. He looks like JC. Honestly, like he really does.
Guy.
Like more buff. Like he's like ripped and he's like tattoos and he's like bald headed with a goatee. But he has a fucking vagina, which is kind of a mind fuck.
It's really interesting.
If you met him on the street, you'd be like, this dude's going to kick my ass.
Yeah.
If you saw him in the showers, you'd be like, what the?
Wait a minute. Well, that's the thing about transgender, too, is that, you know, like, never pick a fight with a transgender girl. or a guy, because they will kick your ass every time. Probably. They were born ready to fight because they've been picked on their entire lives. Mm. So they're ready to go.
They're like Casey.
They're like Casey, man. They'll flip you down.
Break that ankle.
Exactly.
I don't know much about the trans community. I don't have any trans friends. And I really haven't ever met many trans people that I had conversations with. So I don't really know much.
All right. So another interesting thing.
I don't think it's a choice. Again, that goes back. That's not a choice.
Sure. I'm just trying
to. You're born knowing.
Make you prove your points. So another thing, this is kind of like old news, but the I want to hear you speaking from the gay community.
Sure.
So you gay had Sonny and Cher's kid, Chastity or Chaz now. Sure. Chaz now. So she at one point was for, you know, cough, sneeze?
No,
yeah,
I just burped again.
Good.
I'm
there you go.
Beer and I'm burping.
Burping beer. So she was once head of the LGB or the lesbian, gay, bisexual
LGBT
alliance. That
DTF.
One.
Is it T?
And then, and you know, she was all about being like, we're proud, we're here, we're lesbians, yeah, we're gay. And then she went ahead and had the transgender.
I don't know if she had the surgery. I don't know if she had
did.
The gender
reassignment. No,
she has a dick now. She has a dick now. Relax.
She does. She does.
No, the whole LGBT.
That's another thing. Interesting. We'll talk about right. Why the gay guys love Cher.
I don't like Cher. Gay guys don't like Cher. Like
stereotypes.
Yeah. Stereotypes.
Why do straight guys like titty fucking? Like,
because it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're all assholes. You're all assholes and idiots.
Because it's bitching, bro.
You're all assholes and idiots. P.S. No straight girl likes that.
You haven't lived until you motorboard
with a pair
of D-cups.
Shave your fucking junk and titty fuck your girlfriends. They don't have the balls to tell you this.
Totally.
They hate when you try to do it.
Exactly. That's why we do it. That's why we do it. Go on.
No, like I'm done. Dogs and
buns. This is ridiculous.
Like chili dogs.
Also, cut your fucking fingernails if you're going to finger your girlfriend.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she'll never tell you that either. Is that awkward?
No. It's just interesting because you know these things. Why?
Because boys finger each other's buttholes sometimes.
Ah, okay. See, that's what I was asking.
So you're assuming
guys. No. We're getting real. We're getting real, JC.
We're getting real.
It's getting real time.
Real. Getting real.
David Giggles. Getting real.
Getting real.
Of the three men at this table that are not me,
yes.
How many of you have had a digit in your anus? You're all gonna lie. You're all gonna lie. JC has his hand up. Oh, you're a liar. We have Giggles and JC up. Dave is saying no. Dave is lying.
It's definitely happened. You're definitely lying.
It has not
happened.
Oh, you're so fucking lying.
You're so lying.
It has not happened. If it happened, I would admit it, and I would not have a problem with it.
No, you're a liar.
Has not happened.
You're full of shit.
Has not happened.
You're full of, have you like a carrot in your butt or something? Like,
no.
If you, there's not been a finger. It's been like a carrot or a goddamn.
Just a carrot, cucumber,
dilda,
an eggplant,
a small dilda.
I had a gal give it a shot on
candle?
Me once in college.
What do you mean, like a tapered candle?
Don't try.
I want to hear John's experience with getting something.
I was a gal in college, and she, you know, it was one of my, it was my first actually. It was when I was losing my virginity, and she
nice.
Was, decided to go for it, and you know, I was still somewhat overwhelmed by the whole new experience of it, so I just kind of let her go ahead, and I did not. Really
no,
like
it's tough
it.
To relax.
Oh, it's, yeah. So
it's tough
weird.
To like.
You're all so full of shit. No, it's such a straight dude thing to be like, oh, I hated it. Oh, it was terrible. But when you're behind closed doors, you're like, put two in my butt. go for a second one. Do the middle finger. It's the biggest one. Try your thumb.
Wait, oh, wait.
Someone just grinded me.
Someone just grinded me. I'm going to say that I did have a doctor.
Oh.
I did have a doctor. So there
in
I did.
In your bedroom, though.
So
there was a lady doctor in your bedroom that you were dating. It was not in the doctor's office.
It was in the doctor's
so
office. Bullshit.
Now you're backpedaling.
So if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about if you're going to stick your finger up there, you got to be prepared for poop, right?
I mean.
The gay topic. Boom.
Here's another thing. The fucking butt pooping apparatus isn't like a soft serve ice cream machine. There's not like always poop churning in your business. Like it's one of those things like you eat. If you have a health balanced diet and hangs out there for a minute, you poop it, then it's empty. So like, it's not like always like rotating like a fucking Mr. Softy.
But I mean, all right, so
it's not always fucking turds.
So you're
in
going
your
out. You're gonna go out on a date where you know you're gonna get some, right?
Oh no! If you're expecting company, you clean the house.
Clean the house.
That's a generic rule. If you're expecting company, you clean the house.
But that makes sense. Like as any straight guy should do as well. But like, what if you're out?
What does that mean?
Cleaning house.
Your balls. You mean, like, shave your balls?
Yeah, well, trim up a little bit.
Yeah, shave your balls. The three of you.
I've shaved completely many a time.
Wait, right now, are you shaved?
No, not right now.
Show it,
JC. Did you shave your balls though?
I trimmed it.
Do you shave your balls ever?
No,
like razor.
Yeah, not razor.
You can't do razor.
No, yes, you can.
You can. I've done it before.
Okay.
But
okay.
I've cut myself a lot.
You're full of shit. You're just saying these random shit like minutes later.
You can't.
I have had fingers up my butt. It has been pleasurable, but there was a doctor, and it was all...
It was a doctor.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. It was in Honduras once. It was a doctor.
But I'm saying...
A massage doctor.
You can't shave with a razor because you will cut yourself, which I've done many times, so I try not to do it anymore.
Why would you ever use a razor burn? Like, get the trimmers.
You shave in the... fucking shower.
That doesn't work either.
You soap up your business.
Yeah, you soap it up. You make sure you don't just sit there and dry shave. That would be terrible.
That's what I did. I mean,
with
a trimmer, with an electric trimmer. I don't think electric trimmer in the shower would work too well.
No, you can't do that, but at least lather it up, like get some soap on there or something. No.
But see, I'm not going for a deep uprooting of the hair. I'm just going for a little... A little trim.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're going out. Right. You're going out. You're dancing your ass off, and you're sweating your ass off. Do you take appropriate measures to clean up before you? You just like, let's go to the bathroom right now. Let's just get this done.
A wet nap or something.
You guys have hooked up with girls, I'm assuming. I'm going to make a broad...
Exactly. I'm being very generous
to assume this. With the questions you're asking, that you've all potentially maybe seen a vagina in your lives, which might not be the case. Girls go dancing, too.
Vagina smell too.
Right. Have you ever seen a vagina after dancing?
I love a good, like, naturally musky smelling vagina.
It's coming out.
It's fantastic.
He does love it.
Sure.
Now there's a difference between a really nice smelling musky,
like an albacore
vagina,
like an albacore smell,
and then there's girls whose pussies just stink, no matter whether they've been dancing or not. It's just gonna smell.
I don't think musky and vagina should ever be the same.
Guys, I agree. There's like a musk that a man has, and then some dicks smell like Campbell's soup, like a can of freshly opened cold chicken noodle soup, and it smells real repulsive. But no, I mean, if you're hooking with anyone,
but
you're
going to
take a minute.
There's a
difference.
You're
going to take a minute and scrub your business. Like,
sure.
Go in the bathroom and like
get down.
Keep your wiener into the sink.
I know a guy that has a anal douche that if he's going out in clubbing, he sticks it up there, cleans his ass out because he knows.
Does he bring it with him or does he do it before?
Every gay person in the world has an anal douche.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Everyone who expects like, a dick in their butt is going to have an anal douche at their house.
Well, that's because gay guys going out, if they want to go out and know that they're going to get some action tonight, they will. It's like girls.
True.
If girls want to get fucked, they're going to get fucked that night.
Sure.
Straight guys are the only ones that are screwed out of it.
Yeah, guys,
for us, it's a roll of the dice.
Straight guys will go out with their fucking toilet paper stuffed their fucking balls like idiots.
Gay guys and
go
girls,
out
they go out,
the
they
best.
Know that they're getting action.
Expect
they know
the
they're
best.
Getting dick.
Yeah.
Don't go out
we
with
don't
fucking,
know. Well, that's the thing. Anyway, girls would know they're going to get dick. Gay guys know they're going to get dick if they want it.
That's because all the
straight guys have the problem.
General common sense.
It's
general common sense. Like clean your business.
Sure.
If you want to get people to go down there, make sure it's a go down there.
Sure. Go downable.
Yeah.
Go downable.
Good point. Gayest show ever. This is good. Hot topics.
What other questions you got for Tim? Or what else you got?
That was pretty it. I mean, it was basically
pretty it.
I thought about doing a caller for a dollar, Japan.
Make you help.
If anybody calls, I mean, if somebody calls right now, I'll donate $10 to the American Red Cross.
Oh, listen to him.
Yeah, for Japan
for $10. I like
$10.
I had another grinder just now. Someone just grindered me.
Let's grind him back.
If Tim goes out with a,
let's grind him back.
He doesn't have a picture though. His profile says, looking to get. Oh shit. Okay. Oh, this is great.
Let's hear
his profile says, looking to be spit on, stepped on. Verbally, ... I love what that means. Looking to be spit on, stepped on, and verbally degraded. Can do chores, errands for someone superior. Can also do foot massage.
Oh. Big into the feet.
Oh, no. He's 5'9 and 280 pounds, though.
Oh, that's a tough guy. Tough racket.
Yeah.
He's a bear.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
You pass. You just keep getting them.
I'm going to pass.
Keep getting them. Do you find that happens a lot in the gay community where it's like they're more into the fantasy or more into like the like really getting honing in on what they like?
I think across the board, gay boys have more sex than straight boys.
I would agree with you.
Sure. And part of that experience and like part of that repression for years comes like your years of freedom when you actually get to try out everything you ever wanted. And you kind of realize, you know, what is your jam? What is sort of just like a thing you do every now and then? But I think
insider comes forward.
What do you got over there? What are you playing?
Sorry.
So
are you bored? Are we boring you talking about buttholes and dicks
I had
toilet
something.
Paper on people's buttholes?
What are you playing?
So what if your husband came to you and said, I want another wife.
Fuck you, Oprah.
Maybe sometimes you can...
Sister Wives.
Sister Wives. That's why you played that?
That's why I played it. This guy that's dating four... No, not dating. Married to four women. It's on TLC.
And they're all fucking horse faces.
Yeah, they're
except
really...
Except the newest one. The newest one's the only attractive one.
They're really not that cute.
They're horrible.
And it's, yeah.
So it's a reality show ripping off Big Love.
Yeah. It's terrible. Mormons. No, that's all
Mormons, right, guys?
Mormons.
What assholes.
But
hey, well, the Book of Mormon. Let's get gay. The Book of Mormon on Broadway. Book of Mormon on Broadway.
Really?
New Broadway show written by the guys who created South Park.
Yeah.
No shit.
I heard about that.
It's supposed to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I heard it actually is really hilarious.
Support those guys know how to write a musical, too.
Also, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, opening soon on Broadway.
Yeah, the gay is hitting the boy.
Getting gay.
Gay's hitting the way.
The boy.
The boy.
They call it the boy.
What is the boy? The boy?
It's Broadway.
Broadway. They call it the boy.
Oh, that's terrible.
No one calls it the boy.
No, only Brad.
Thank God. At least even the gay guy agrees. Nobody calls it that.
I'm real perpy.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to.
It'll so what did you want to say about Sister Wives?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw a little bit of it tonight.
You just want to go down that route.
And they were having... It's really not that gay, great though.
The girls don't have sex with each other. They all, like, all these girls wait in line to have a night to fuck some random dude. And the guy's, like, balding in his long, weird hair.
And tanning spots from his eyes because he's definitely gone into the tanning.
Well, it's the whole Mormon thing, right? Yeah. It's that.
It'd be more interesting to watch if the women all fucked each other, too.
Yeah.
Which they don't.
But that's Hugh Hefner.
They're all horse faces.
Is that Hugh Hefner?
Well, you think.
You'd imagine. Wish.
He probably just like falls asleep on the couch while the girls are doing stuff and taking money out of his wallet.
Porn star-looking girls who are lesbians is boring because it's so fucking fake for straight guys' enjoyment.
No.
You just have issues. There's nothing. You just have issues against lesbians.
I have no issues at all. I know I have plenty of awesome lesbian
friends. Lesbian porn, he has issues against.
I have no issues except for it's terrible. And it's commercial.
But do you feel like it's terrible because it's terrible or do you feel like it's terrible because you're gay? Let's get down to the brass tacks here, Tim.
I think it's terrible because it's terrible. I can find a female body attractive. I think lesbian porn typically is like these inflated, fake-looking women acting super fake. And like not... Yeah, I don't know. It's just not...
Have you ever seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, is that the kind of porn you whack off to, JC?
Were we talking about this?
Rap, you're on the air.
Eating poop.
I'm on the air.
What's happening, buddy?
What's up, man? Good show, guys. Good show. I want Giggles to donate that $10.
There it is.
There it is. You know what, Scrap? I think you need it more than Japan.
For your gay guy.
What's that?
I got a question for the gay man.
All right, let's hear it.
How often do gay men have sex in a week? Because they're saying that they have sex more than straight men.
How often do you have sex during a week?
How often do I have sex in a week?
Was that a zero? Now, how often do you have sex?
How often do I have sex a week? I don't know, 6-7 times.
Are you in a relationship, Scrap?
Yeah.
How long have you been in a relationship?
That's funny.
How long?
How long have you been in a relationship for? Scrap, you're full of shit. Scrap, you're full of shit. Scrap, you're full of shit. No girl in a relationship for a year and a half would have sex every day.
This girl would.
Well, not a couple times in a couple days.
So he's on. Also a little for him, where he hangs out with her on the weekend, and every weekend they'll have like a lot of sex within fest. Like.
That's fine. No, I'm saying I think historically and statistically, gay boys have more sexual partners in their life than straight guys do, and have more sexual. I would say more partners, maybe than more sex. I meant sexual partners. So I think gay guys have more of a longer. You know, gestation period and like the whole slutting around thing. Then
which I would totally
but
agree.
But on average, how, makes sense, how many times a week?
If you're in a relationship, gay sex. You know, relationship, yourself. Gay sex.
I mean, it's the same as a married thing. I mean, I would say, you know, when you're in a relationship for a long time, you have the same amount of sex.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But can you take it up the butt like 7 times a week?
Yeah.
If you're not in the mood.
Ask your fucking girlfriend or your fucking wife.
Because you're a gay man, if you're single and you're looking to hook up, you're going to have more sex as a gay man than you would as a straight guy.
Yeah. I think gay guys.
That's the point.
Gay guys per capita across the board have more sexual partners in their lives than straight guys do. How many sexual partners at the guys at the table have you had? Let's get real. JC, how many sexual partners have you had in your life?
10.
You asked me,
Colin? Yeah, scrub. How many sexual partners?
Scrabble.
Dabble. How many?
Stop bringing this conversation
on the air. No, ignore. How many sexual partners have you had?
Me?
Yeah. No, the other Scrabble Dabble.
How many?
22.
Under 20.
Under 20?
Under 10. So how many do you have?
If you add up all of your sexual partners, I'm still ahead of you guys. Potentially.
So that's potentially. Obviously. I'm
so whatever,
agreeing
it is
with
what
you.
It is. Right.
I'm agreeing with you to the point that, yes, single gay men have way more
it's
sex
because
than
boys want
a
bone. Like,
exactly.
The board. And if a boy's dating a boy,
They both want to bone.
But so gay guys down. In a long-term relationship, though, you say it's kind of like married couples where one guy might not be in the mood. So instead of faking a headache, does he say, like, you know, I had Thai food earlier, I might have diarrhea.
No, that's not a thing anyone ever says. I have diarrhea. No, that's never a thing anyone ever says.
Scrap, did you have any anything else? I do want to thank you for calling because Giggles over here has got to donate $10.
Scrap, I have a question for you. Scrap, you there?
What's that?
Do you shave your balls?
I shave my balls?
Have you ever shaved your balls?
I shave my balls.
That's a yes.
Say that one more time.
I shave my balls yesterday.
Perfect. True. Call me. I'm on Grindr.
All right, buddy. Good work. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. All right.
Love you.
That was good. So $10.
$10
to Japan.
Yeah, give us a call. 646-915-9228.
It was a one-time deal because I really don't have more than $10 to donate right now. But still give us a call.
Oh, well, you going to pay me today or what?
Yeah.
You going to pay Scrap the money you owe him?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. As long as it gets there.
I'm blowing up on Grindr, you guys.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it. I mean, that's
your neighbor. This neighbor here is fucking letting me have it a little bit.
It's crazy.
Ed, 23, Latino. Oh my God, he said intellectuality is attractive.
All right, I have a question for Tim Gunn. Tim Dunn, not Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn.
Busted.
Tim Dunn.
Yeah.
If you were going to break down, because you're like, all of you guys together, I've had more sex than all of you guys. So what would you break down your, like, the most amount of ethnicity you've slept with? What's your type? What's your biggest type?
I don't know. I joke with friends of mine that Bobby Cannavale is Bobby Cannavale or Chad Vaccarino.
If guests don't come down to visit our beaches,
what is this? I don't know. Give me like somebody that I would recognize.
There's no real type. Physically, it's run the gamut. I think someone who's masculine and smart and creative is pretty, like, those are the things people have in common.
Would you do an Asian dude?
Of course.
Okay.
Would you do an Asian girl?
Yeah.
Have you done an Asian girl?
No.
What was that? Oh!
Half Asian.
Yeah. No, I have no racial hangups. It's all about brains.
That's not where I was going. I just wanted to see the idea of, like, who is, like, the most, like, if you're going to go out, this type of person would be the most aggressive.
I don't really go gunning for a certain type. I think
who makes more approach?
Black
guys.
I've dated black guys before. Yeah,
but who is most aggressive towards you?
Black guys.
Yeah, I was sort of guessing when you asked that.
That was a thing in college, but not anymore so much. I think I don't know. It really now that I'm not 21 and
all right.
An idiot kind of stumbling around like an idiot.
You need a couple of black guys to help stretch you out. Now you're ready for whatever.
Relax.
Is it true?
What?
That black guys are bigger than white guys. In your perspective, what would you say? Gayest show ever. 646-915-9228.
Probably.
And if you're going to go there, then our Asian guys are typically the smallest.
The weird thing is there's no...
What are you holding back on us here?
They're big dicks and small dicks all across the globe, kids. They're big dicks and small dicks everywhere.
Sure.
I've in my life, in my experience, seen very few small ones. There have been their share, but no, I think there's
so
no.
You gotten lucky. You're getting lucky.
Relax. You guys are asking real bold questions, though.
Yeah, we're going to get down to it, man. Hey, this is the gayest show ever. This is what's going to happen.
I'm into it. No, I mean, there are big dicks and little dicks everywhere. And, you know.
Yeah. Good answer, Tim. Real good answer. A very PC answer by Tim.
That's not PC. It's the truth. Black guys with bigger dicks.
PC cock answer.
Look up Chris Brown's dick online. It's giant. Look up Jamie Foxx's giant dick online.
I don't believe many things that are online, though. I mean, like,
no, I believe it.
The whole Photoshop, you could do so many wonderful things.
The Chris Brown thing, though, is a thing.
It could be.
It's weird and long.
I wonder if he gets to that point where he's like, man, I don't really have any press right now. Let me just show pictures of my feet, you know?
Well, that's probably what Brett Favre did. Yeah.
But his was not big, right?
That's, yeah.
Oops, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Who didn't? I mean, you're sitting here, you got to look at it. Got released. Oh, yeah, totally got released. So here's one thing I want to do.
Released on his mattress.
Released on his mattress.
Your mattress.
My mattress. All right, here's what I want to do.
Let's
Tim
do
Dunn.
Yep.
Give me what's going. Give me all your information that people can check you out.
My phone number is
not like that.
Give him your Grindr address.
Give me your Grindr.
My Grindr name is
All
right.
Give me some websites.
I'm a company member at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York City. You can go to UCBtheater.com. Hit the performers tab and find my shit. I have a show Maud Night at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York City on March 28th at 9:30.
Very nice.
My personal website is tinyurl.com/TimothyDunn. No E on the end. Because some asshole bought TimothyDunn.com and TimothyDunn.net.
Ugh, what a jerk.
And I refuse to fucking pay them whatever.
So you just dropped your E?
No, there is no E. But no, it's the tiny URL thing is
it's a
fucking YouTube link.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, that's my shit.
Nice. What do you have on there that people can go check out?
Sketch comedy videos. Nice. I do sketch comedy and improv comedy in New York City. I write some stuff. I host some stuff. I host a TV show on Animal Planet for a minute.
Very nice.
Called Pet-O-Rama with my comedy partner, Darcy Carden. We are both UCB company members.
Nice. Do you hate when people, they're like, oh, you're an actor, you're a comedian? Like, what have I seen you in? What's the biggest thing you've done?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't care. The good news is people know the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. So saying that is sort of gets you out of jail free.
Oh my God!
Is that you? Like crazy.
Is that you?
The one
over there?
Burping. What the fuck? I wonder if people heard that. But no. UCB's great. And I,
that was huge.
Yeah, it was. UCB Theater.
I was gonna make a gay joke, but I decided not.
What kind of gay joke can make my stomach hurt?
I just wanted to say that I was gonna make a gay joke.
I want to hear that gay joke. I'm gonna put your fucking money.
I had no gay joke.
Right.
I just wanted to say that I was going to make a gay joke. All right, so go on.
Last Grindr didn't agree with it.
The Grindr.
There you go.
Last Grindr.
Good
Very
show.
Nice. Good show.
Oh, God.
All right. Are we going to wrap this up?
We're going to wrap this up.
What's going on next week?
Next week, is anything happening like big time? I mean, your birthday just passed.
Oh, you know who Ryan Gere wants to come on our show?
Ryan wants to play another little
Ryan
song?
Ryan Gere wants to come on solo, play some violin and some guitar.
Okay.
He's a handsome guy.
He is handsome. Dude, violin players get ass, bro.
He's sexy.
You know what I'm saying?
He's handsome.
Yeah. Good looking dude.
Violin players get ass, bro.
Aaron is a handsome guy, too.
Yeah.
I follow him.
Gay ass or straight ass?
Straight.
Relax. Everyone relax.
Everyone relax.
Everyone calm down.
I love it, guys.
Good show.
Real good show. All right, so next week... we'll get a musician in.
Gay show, guys.
I want to thank you for coming on and really shedding light on the gay community we don't know. You know, we just don't go down.
I have lots more to
road.
Share. There's more to share. I can come.
We'll
back.
We'll get you. Yeah, we'll get you to come back. You know what?
We haven't even talked about fisting.
The next. do you any like live shows or anything
in the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a show on the 28th at the UCB Theater.
Perfect.
Oops, you weren't listening.
I was listening.
I talked for like 10 minutes. You weren't listening.
My point was that why don't we get you on right before that show?
Great.
So there it is.
It's a week. From, it's next, a week and a day from next today, weekend. From right now. See you next weekend.
We'll get you on right after it then.
Great, I'm a regular guest. Gayest shows ever.
Come on anytime you want. You are welcome on Dave and Giggles, just like everyone else out there.
Yeah.
Giggles looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are getting real gay.
Getting real gay.
There is something between us. There's a connection.
There's a connection.
You guys going to do docking?
We connect.
You guys going to dock?
Tell us some lingo, gay lingo, before we go.
You guys going to dock?
What is docking?
Docking is when one guy has an uncircumcised penis and pulls his foreskin over the head of the other guy's penis, and they fuck dickheads until one guy comes and the other guy's dickhead. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening. I'm low.
Yeah, this is a show that mothers can
slurp out the foreskin like a crazy.
You've been docked.
So obviously it's got to be held together, though, right? This is something that has to be held.
I've
never done it.
I'm not uncircumcised. I'm circumcised.
How about felching? You like felching?
That's retarded.
Okay.
Retarded.
Felching is one of those things where that's when you come to guys, someone's butt
and suck it out.
Suck it out? That's nasty. No one does that.
Okay, good. Well, you never know. Hey, look.
I'm sure someone out there does like it.
Great. And if you do, call in. The number is 911-421.
911. The number is 911.
Scraps
call in because felching should be illegal.
Something for everyone.
Something for everyone.
David right. Giggles.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Johnny, thanks for coming down.
That was a pleasure.
Good times. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Sunday. 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Studio Search. Still looking for it.
Yes, we are. Got hosed.
Freaking hosed.
All right. Good night, all.
Good show.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.